Terrorism. The very word is rooted in fear, mind-numbing, blood-chilling, heart-stopping fear. What could be worse than facing a person dedicated to indiscriminately destroying human life of any kind, men, women, and children? The target of terror can be anybody. The influences around us, whether news reporters, politicians, or commentators, seem to want nothing more than to deepen our fear of the violent forces in a world that appears to be coming apart at the seams just a bit more each day. In today's world, if we're not careful, we can easily succumb to fear, and when we do, we can become a slave to it. The problem with living in fear, besides flying in the face of more than 200 biblical admonitions to not fear, it can cause us to do the very thing we should not do. Let me explain. Pride before the fall. My good friend Dan Hansen loves Jesus, and he loves Africa. He's dedicated his life to serving people on the world's second largest continent. He also loves Africa's backcountry and once told me a fascinating story about lions, roars, and fear. Lions have an especially pernicious way of hunting their prey. It seems that they terrorize their victims into making the worst possible choice about how to protect themselves from being eaten. The hunt begins when a pack of lions spies a stray animal such as a zebra that has wandered away from its herd or is sick or is in the back of the pack. In a remarkable division of labor, male lions line up on one side of the lone animal while lionesses deploy on the other side. Once battle lines are in place, the roaring begins. Male lions possess a singular capacity to discharge a thunderous, spine-chilling roar. In an inevitable fit of terror, the zebra bolts away from the horrific sound and into the claws of the expert killers, the lionesses. Death for the confused victim is certain. If the doomed creature had only understood the real situation, it would have overcome its impulse to flee the noise and instead run toward the male lions, who sound like death itself, but lack the drive and energy to be the actual killers of the pride's next meal. We should learn the lesson. The only hope for the zebra is to refuse to run away and run to the roar. Fear forward. Could it be for many believers in Christ, the secular news now shapes our outlook on life more than Jesus' words do? We in the West, in particular, seem to have forgotten the Lord's promise, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16:33. We have let fear set us running in the wrong direction. Yet there are many who live differently. Why? Because they understand who is roaring. The Apostle Peter pinpointed the source. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. 1 Peter 5, 8-9. Satan roars at us from the headlines and the front lines, yet he is weak and cannot win the fight when believers turn toward him in the power of Christ the victor. The people you'll meet in standing in the fire are believers who have caught on to the devil's strategy and won't fall for it. They've seen the worst his minions can throw at the world, and they're not leaving the scene.